Art en Vivo is a live screen printing project where artists and designers are invited to turn a piece of their original art into an edition of hand-printed posters. The inaugural series of Art en Vivo featured 52 artists from El Paso, Juarez, and Las Cruces over the course of 48 live printing events. There were no curatorial guidelines other than the geographic location of the artists, and as a result, the series is very diverse in terms of each artist's primary medium, age, skill level, and subject matter. On June 29th, Proper Print Shop will be gifting a complete box set of all 52 prints done in 2016 to the El Paso Museum of Art. Here to talk printmaking and Art en Vivo is J.J. Childress of Proper Print Shop. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.
I guess it was a year ago that we were talking about Art en Vivo then.
Yeah, about that. A little over a year ago. It was in just right when we were kicking off, and we hadn't really printed, you know, a single print.
Right.
And now we're, you know, we're probably 70 prints in deep, you know, with all things included, but it's been a long year.
And was it what you thought it was going to be?
No, it was.
No, in a good way or in a bad way?
Both, you know. You know, at that point, like, we had committed to it, and after the first week, we were like, well, what did we get ourselves into?
Because every single week you did
a live printing event. And it's one thing, but, you know, the big thing is, like, we're usually in production throughout the, you know, throughout the week, and we just have to tear everything down, put things away, and just, you know, restart everything. But
right, because there's that part where you're an actual working and running print shop.
Yeah, exactly. But it turned out so much better, and it's been, you know, really great. Some of the impact that it had. So we had 52 artists. There was over, you know, 5,000 unique interactions of people engaging in the art and printmaking process.
You know,
so it was really educational. People had a good time. And then it put, you know, over $20,000 just from the sale of prints of the night of the event into artist pockets.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, so giving artists the ability to make a living.
Yeah it's not. Yeah. And it's completely possible, and it's through things. I mean, it sounds simple, right?
Right.
Once a week, you're going to have a live printing event until you have to do 52 of them.
Exactly.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a success.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was just like, you know, artists, it's sometimes like wrangling cats. And and so,
we know all about that here.
Exactly. And so we appreciated the flexibility of the people that participated. Some people moved up their events because, you know, other people dropped out and other people were able to come back or make a recommendation. And so it was, you know, an all around team effort. What was just awesome and really encouraging is that the community supported it.
It was fun. And each one was different. I got to go to a few of them. I wasn't at all 52 as you probably were. But it was fun because each one was different. Other than the cool vibe, like there was this just kind of comfortable, come and hang out, very casual kind of environment. But it was always neat so even though there was one artist printing, there were several other artists there supporting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you saw a lot of that, which is really neat to see.
Yeah, no, it was great. And you know, having that community, having a place for the venue for people to meet, many collaborations came out of it, you know, out of, you know, that project, which is really cool. And like you said, it was always different. And what we wanted to do was create an environment that was approachable for everyday, you know, people.
Sure.
I can't remember the, you know, statistic, but, you know, less than 4% of all people have been inside an art gallery or any type of event, and they either feel, you know, intimidated by it, or, you know, it's just completely inaccessible. But really, it's just
walk in, show up,
have a party.
Yeah, it's just people.
Yeah, exactly.
So every time when I go, I'm like, I want to pull my own poster.
Right.
So then I pull my own poster, and it's just not as good as the one you guys pull.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess that's part of the experience.
No,
right?
Exactly. And that's what's great about printmaking is so we try to make every print that we do exactly like the one before. So that's the art form for us is, you know, just the execution of the process.
Yeah.
You know, but some of the quote unquote mistakes, you know, or, you know, serendipity, you know, chances really make really awesome, you know, artwork. And that's the thing with hand-printed posters is there's always going to be tiny, you know, imperfections and distinctions that you wouldn't get digitally. You know, so they really each piece is a piece of art in and of itself.
Well, you say that, but then there's some that look like photographs, like Federico's place piece stands out to me.
Yeah.
Because it is a photograph, then turn into a screen print, and it makes you think, how the heck did you guys do that?
Science. Yeah. No, and that's part of it. Like, what always drove me into screen printing was it's just an exercise in problem solving, is that no matter, you know, what print you do, there's going to be something that goes wrong. So something that is, you know, photographic, there's elements that you have to keep in mind. Like, okay, are we printing it on a smooth paper or a paper with some tooth? If it has some tooth, well, now we have to print a clear underbase to just, you know, essentially act as, you know, spackle and level it out. That way, when you blend the other colors on top of it, they're blending smoothly and not getting, you know, distorted and blurry. And it's like,
science.
You know, yeah, it's science, you know, so it's much sciencier than art. But that was one of the favorite things about Art in Vivo, is like every print, you know, something went wrong and we had to learn and improvise and adapt to execute it. And some of the simplest things, like even just printing a straight line, you know what a straight line, you expect a straight line. So if you're printing something that's fuzzy and rough, It's not gonna fly.
Yeah. And it's true, because you're right. Because then, you know, you talk about something that looks like a photograph, and then you have some more kind of graphic, mathy ones. I think it was one of the Poe brothers that did one that just was clean.
Right.
Was it two colors, maybe?
Yeah. Three colors. Yeah. Matt Poe did a print, and it was three colors. There's a varnish and gold. You know, it's super simple, but he has a style that's very clean and, you know, articulate and. That's great, but to execute that's the hard part.
That's a whole other thing, right? Because then all of a sudden it's like, okay, really, you cannot have any fuzz because you're going to know it.
Right, exactly.
Was that all part of, I mean, I know you did the Desert Triangle print carpeta, and then that also kind of involved collaboration with other print shops.
Right.
Was that kind of part of where you all figure this out?
A little bit. Like we got a chance to work with Arturo Negrete, who did a, you know, similar project in Mexico City, and, you know, he kind of mentored us and guided us, and we adapted it to make it work, you know, in El Paso. But, you know, the biggest issue that we wanted to get good at printmaking and posters, and so the only way to do that is to practice.
Right.
And to practice, you need images, you know, and images come from artists. Mm-hmm. So we wanted access to images. You know, artists needed access to prints, you know, and we provided a really accessible way, you know, for them. And then we created access to the community so they can learn, okay, what goes into a screen printed poster? Why, you know, why are you charging, you know, this much?
Right.
You know,
why
more?
Do I have to pay for this?
Exactly. Yeah. And it was, you know, really access all around, you know, for the project.
Yeah, it kind of answered all the questions.
Yeah.
And now comes the big box set. So how did this come together?
So, I mean, we had been collecting prints and, you know, cataloging. So the complete series, there's a few of them. And this body of work was done by artists in, you know, our community that had ties to it. We got support from the Caldo Collective, you know, to be able to produce and frame this artwork and actually travel. So it's been in the Zagal factory in Mexico City. It's been in Print Austin. And so we're showcasing, you know, artwork outside. But because there was just an overwhelming, you know, support, you know, from the community, we want it to permanently belong to the community.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd give it back to the El Paso Museum of Art.
Is there going to be a ceremony or anything? Or
yeah.
How, what's going to happen on the, what day is it, on the 26th that you guys do this?
29th. June 29th. We're actually going to be doing live printing. So we'll be doing demonstration and giving away, I think, 150 posters that night, and there'll be, you know, beer, Dead Beach Brewery, a coffee cart, bean-type coffee roasters. So it'll just be, you know, a party.
And it's like Arts in Vivo, but at the Museum of Art.
Yeah, at the El Paso Museum of Art, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope there's nothing formal. You know, I just want to hang
just
out.
Just want to pull some posters, hang out with people.
Exactly.
Now, for us that want to be there, if we want to be one of the 150 people that get a poster, what time does it start, and time do you think we should be there?
It starts at 6, and I think it's going 6 to 9. You know?
Okay.
And, you know, usually get early. We've done live printing demonstrations at the museum before, mm-hmm. and get there earlier because we went through, I don't know, about 200 posters, you know, one time in about an hour, you know, so the earlier the better, you know. But, you know, understand, you know, that all people can't, and we'll try to spread it out, you know, as much as we can.
Sure, figure it out. Do you all plan to continue with Art in Vivo, or are you taking a break? I mean, that's 52 weeks.
So we're not doing it weekly. We have been continuing to print, you know, just the last Thursdays of each month, you know, for the Downtown Art Walk.
Cool.
And, yeah, we're continuing to do that. We're taking a little bit of a break, being a little bit more curatorial and, you know, selecting artists, trying to get a few artists from out of town, exposure, you know, to El Paso, to us. There are different iterations that once we finalize, we'll be happy to, you know, share. But it's going to be, again, you know, collaborating in other mediums, but around the same format.
Well, that's awesome. And just keep collaborating. It's so much fun. If you haven't been to Proper Print Shop, really do just walk in.
Yeah.
You guys are in Montana and Virginia. Yeah. Normal hours, right?
Yeah. 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. We're usually there, you know, a little bit earlier. Sometimes on the weekends, but not too much. Yeah.
So go sometime between 10 and 6, Monday to Friday. Check them out. Today, my guest has been J.J. Childress of Proper Print Shop. Congratulations on Art in Vivo. And they'll be giving away a complete box set to the El Paso Museum of Art on June 29th. And if you want to get your hands on a poster that day, get there early at 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, J.J., for being here.
Thanks, Verita.